Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Friday night. Happy Saturday morning. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one. Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. My friends in Alaska. My friends who are just cold as hell in the Northeast. My friends down in Florida. Here in Georgia. Texas. California. Arizona. Idaho. I can go all over the damn place. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in. And thank you to producer Susumu. He's hanging out here with me and you, just making sure everything runs smooth. And so if you missed the beginning of the show, I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Yes, it's a four-hour show. If you miss a minute, you can hit rewind on the Odyssey app. You can always go to cbssportsradio.com, stream the entire show. And then after the fact, if you are someone who listens to podcasts, the show is also available via podcast. Right after we're done, when we're concluded, pretty much, I'd say no more than an hour after, all you got to do, just search JR Sport Brief. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can subscribe, and then you can get all 4 hours of the show. And, you know, if you subscribe, you don't got to do nothing. It just ends up right there on your phone, your tablet, your computer, wherever the hell you listen to podcasts, okay? And so we've had an opportunity to look at the Buccaneers. I say, despite all of the injuries and the distractions, I can never count them out. Looked at the Steelers. They're getting ready to take on the Chiefs. I am counting them out. I think Sunday night is going to be the last time that we see Ben Roethlisberger on an NFL field outside of getting some award, having a number retired, etc. As a player, I think Ben Roethlisberger is done. Make sure you savor that if you like Ben Roethlisberger. If you like historic moments, make sure you tune in Sunday night football. We just talked about the Cowboys taking on the Niners. And it's not about the Cowboys stopping at the 49ers. Even if they get past them, I think they'll edge them out. I ain't winning no Super Bowl. I think Dallas Cowboy fans will be in for another disappointment. Now, look, it's not a Texan-size disappointment, but I think it will be a disappointment nonetheless. And so that's going to take me on to another place. This is not a disappointment. This is actually a reason to be optimistic. This sounds wild. They're going to help kick off NFL Wild Card Weekend. It's the Raiders going to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. I actually have some hope and faith in the Cincinnati Bengals. And not for this season. Let's not be confused. I'm not telling you that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to go out here and go on some type of wild and magical run to a Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders, quite frankly, if the Raiders went into Cincinnati and beat the Bengals. Not at all. But the fact is, the Cincinnati Bengals have someone who I think is going to be one of the quarterbacks that we are watching over the next 10 years. I think they have a quarterback who is capable of eventually leading them to a championship, unless the Bengals don't bungle the opportunity, something that they've been doing for a long time, and just tank Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the man. Joe Burrow is fun to watch. Joe Burrow, I think, is going to be kicking ass for the next decade. That's if the Cincinnati Bengals and their offensive line doesn't allow him to just kind of be driven into the ground. Sacked 51 times this year. Just ridiculous. You want to make sure Joe Burrow is alive. The reason why he had his knee toe up, yeah, not tore up, but toe up last year, was because they couldn't protect him. And even throughout all of the pressure and the sacks and the defenders in his face, Joe Burrow still finds a way to go out there and deliver the football. No problems, piece of cake. He's connecting with Ja'Marr Chase at a ridiculous level. Ja'Marr Chase coming out having one of the greatest rookie seasons that a wide receiver could ever have. Forget being a rookie just this season. Ja'Marr Chase was fourth in receiving yards, 1,455. He was third overall in touchdowns with 13. Rookie or not, the connection between Joe Burrow and his former LSU teammate Ja'Marr Chase, it's pretty much been unparalleled. And I think they're going to go out there and torture not just teams in the AFC North. They're going to torture a whole lot of folks for years to come. And so they're going to get ready to take on the Raiders. But I'm excited about Joe Burrow because I don't want to say single-handedly, because that's not the case, but he is a major reason why the Bengals are not a joke. They're back in the playoffs for the first time since 2016. The Bengals have not won a playoff game since 1991. I might as well just pluck Chris Collinsworth out of the booth and throw him out there. I might as well take, you know, Boomer Esiason and pluck him out of the studio and throw him out there. The Bengals have not had success, and I don't want to treat them like they're the Texans or the Jaguars or the Lions, but they have spent a good amount of time being in that space, being a trash bag, and that's just the facts. And the reason why they have to be taken serious, I think, from here on out, is because of Joe Burrow. And we saw glimpses of it last year, glimpses of him being a great quarterback. Unfortunately, he only played 10 games after his knee got blown out, but he still gave us 13 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. This season, Joe Burrow decided just to take his game to another level. 4,600 yards passing, 34 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. I'm sorry. Or I guess I'm not sorry. I'm actually happy to say it. Joe Burrow ain't Andy Dalton. There was a stretch 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago where the Cincinnati Bengals were, they were good, but that's about all they were. Andy Dalton was not going to take them anywhere. Joe Burrow has what a lot of people consider the it factor. And it's not just something that you pick up on Hollywood Boulevard. He actually has the intangibles. He actually has some substance to going out there and winning. And I think we saw a whole hell of a lot of that when he was out there throwing 60 damn touchdowns at LSU and leading them to a championship. The Bengals finished the season at 10-7. Their offense was ranked 7th. Their defense, 17th. Okay, not all that great, pretty average. But then if I take a look at the Bengals and their front, not a bad thing bringing in Trey Hendrickson from New Orleans. And you think about his results and what he did, he finished the year with 14 sacks. The Cincinnati Bengals, at least up front, they putting in some work. I'm not expecting a championship this year from Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Damn it, I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders beat them. But I'll tell you this much, you have to respect the Bengals. And a lot of it has to do with Joe Burrow. There's a lot of ironies here, too. As Ben Roethlisberger walks away, or I think he will officially walk away, we know the Steelers are going to be looking for a QB. The Browns have no idea what the hell they're doing with their QB. Andrew Berry just hopes that Baker Mayfield bounces back. And Lamar Jackson, can he get some help? Can Lamar Jackson come back next season off of his bum ankle and be healthy? Is Greg Roman still going to go out there and call some of the worst just calls you'll see in your life? Hey, Lamar, just go run, don't throw. I mean, what are we looking for? It's a crazy world to actually think the Bengals look like they have more stability, at least right now, than anybody in the AFC North, at least when it comes down to the field. And Joe Burrow, he knows that the expectations are on him right now. He's not a rookie. This is his second year. This is going to be his first playoff appearance. I told you last night, what rookie do I believe in, or what young quarterback do I believe in more than anybody else? It's Joe Burrow. But he's not thinking about proving anything to anybody. He's just trying to go out there and get the W.
No, I'm not thinking about it like that. I'm thinking about going out and getting the win, whatever it takes. If I throw for 0 yards and we get the win, I'm very, very happy. So whatever it takes this Sunday, we're going to get the job done.
Yeah, well, they just played Vegas, like right around Thanksgiving, and they did win. And it was whatever it takes to get the job done, because Burrow had a game. Nothing exciting about throwing the ball for 148 yards and a touchdown and getting sacked three times. But they won 32-13. And so this time around, similar situation. He's going to be probably running for his life and still making the big plays. Max Crosby, more pressures this year than any NFL defender. Max Crosby's going to the Pro Bowl. Yannick Ngakoue, I don't care where the hell he's playing. He could be in Jacksonville. He can be in Baltimore. I can throw him in, maybe Minnesota. I don't know. You can throw him in Antarctica. He's going to find his way to the quarterback. And this year for the Raiders, he found the quarterback 10 damn times. There's a couple of things. Joe Burrow is going to be running for his life, and sometimes he might hold the ball too long. But Joe Burrow, this guy's a gamer. He's going to be out there. And for what he accomplishes, he's respected. Zach Taylor, how about this? A Bengals head coach looking for success. Zach Taylor, he appreciates that Joe Burrow, he always goes balls to the wall.
There's plenty of people in life, right? All different professions that can put forth a face of confidence and that they know what they're doing. But in the backdrop, they haven't maybe put in all the work. With Joe, it's not the case. Joe, you know, because you've seen it, those you've spoken to, he's willing to put in all the work.
It's effort. It's not just effort. It's it. And Joe Burrow has the it factor. Zach Taylor didn't stop there. He talked about Joe Burrow ultimately being a leader.
We always talk about players' personalities and what their approach is. At the end of the day, you're watching the tape. You got to make sure it's a talented player that can perform in the big moments and can operate the quarterback position the way you want it done for your franchise. And he certainly checked all those boxes. And what you understood about Joe is that he's a guy that puts in the work.
Listen. Tomorrow afternoon, the Raiders are going to take on the Bengals. Joe Burrow is not going to quit. He's going to be running for his life. And who knows? I'm actually picking the Raiders to win. But if the Bengals win, if the Bengals lose, I'll put it to you this way. This is not going to be the last time that we see Joe Burrow in the playoffs. This is not going to be a flash in the pan. I don't think this is an instance of, oh my God, Joe Burrow has peaked and is he going to have help? He has the help. You know, people don't even, throughout the course of the year, a matter of fact, for whatever reason, Joe Mixon doesn't get discussed or talked about as being one of the best running backs in the game. He was third in rushing yards, 1,200 of them. He was fourth in touchdowns. He had 13. I have no idea why people don't talk about Joe Mixon the way that they should. Joe Burrow has the help. He needs to be protected. He has the weapons that someone like Lamar Jackson would salivate over in four. And yeah, I know the Ravens dealt with their injuries. But still, all things considered, he doesn't have what Cincinnati has. And so the Bengals, they ain't winning a damn thing this year. I think we all know that. But that's a hell of an accomplishment to even be here in the playoffs right the hell now. The fact that the Bengals are not a joke, the fact that the Bengals have a bright future, that's an accomplishment all by itself. We just talked about the Dallas Cowboys at the end of last hour, and it's like every year's a disappointment. The expectations are through the roof. The Dallas Cowboys never live up to it. Joe Burrow has finally arrived. Joe Burrow has made the postseason. Joe Burrow has helped elevate the Cincinnati Bengals from not just being a disappointment of a franchise. He's added legitimacy to the entire organization. And this is going to be the first of many times that we see Joe Burrow out there in the playoffs. And I think in his career, if Joe Burrow can stay healthy, if they don't allow him to get slapped and beat around, I think at some point, if Joe Burrow is someone who can play for, I don't know, a decade, I think Joe Burrow is the type of QB who can lead a team to a championship. And if he's healthy, I think he will. I think we also know it ain't happening this year. You can bury that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Bengals, they ain't doing a damn thing here in this postseason. This is basically the warm-up for Joe Burrow. But I'll tell you this much, at least the Bengals are no longer a joke. What are your thoughts on Joe Burrow? What do you think about these Bengals? This year is not the year. This year is the warm-up to something I think is bigger coming down the pipe in the future. What do you say? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I will take your calls, and then we're going to talk about another quarterback. His future, not as solidified. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here, CBS Sports Radio. Your calls when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Much love to people who used to watch me on YouTube. Yeah, the JR Sport Brief. Yeah, that's me. I love it. People always, they tweet me, they listen, they go, wait a minute. JR from YouTube? Yeah, that's me. Thank you so much. There's a lot of people who have been rolling with me for a long time, and there's still so much to do. So much love to you. It's always nice. Right now, before we went to break, I told you a good story. You know, we got some guys in the playoffs. They're closer to the end than they are to the beginning. And we got a lot of young quarterbacks. But someone who I have a lot of confidence in that we will see not just now but just years into the future is Joe Burrow. He has helped, just not single-handedly, but he has helped elevate this team to just not be a laughingstock, to not be a punchline, to not be a joke. And I don't expect a lot from the Bengals this weekend. Can they win? Yes. I think it would be great if they move forward. I would love it. I'm going to give the Raiders the slight edge. I don't know if it's a destiny thing or whatever the case might be. Or maybe they might be, mentally exhausted from what we saw last weekend, taking on the Chargers. I don't know. But this is what I do know. That if you take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals, you got to give Joe Burrow all the credit in the world. And although they ain't winning no damn championship this year, this is the start of something amazing. Because I believe in a damn Joe Burrow guy. 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Bengals? What are your thoughts on Joe Burrow? They are nobody's favorite. But I think this is just the start of something pretty damn good going into the future. Hey, this guy's name is JR. He's calling from Portland, Oregon. JR, you're on CBS Sports Radio with me, JR.
What's going on, JR? Hey, I'm a big-time fan. I just found out about you. I wish I would have found out earlier, man. But what I got going is I believe Burrow and the Bengals beat the Raiders this week. And depending on the matchup, I mean, Joe Burrow can throw against anybody. And if they get up to KC again, I like the matchup because, honestly, besides Legarius Sneed, who is in KC's secondary? I mean, I get Tyrann Mathieu, but he's a safety. He's not covering any receivers. And they've got three big-time weapons. So, I mean, I see them, if they can get past the Raiders, as long as the corner matchups are favorable, I like the Bengals' chances to make some noise. However, I have a question about the Raiders for you.
Well, before we move on to the Raiders here, you are very high on the Cincinnati Bengals. Correct me if I'm wrong. You have them.
I'm high, yeah. After watching them, I'm high. They have lows, but based on their matchups, I really like them in the passing game versus KC. And I know that's okay. They're going to end up facing up again.
All right. Well, I mean, that would be one hell of a shootout. I think I would still go ahead and select Patrick Mahomes in that regard. That would be one hell of a coming out party if Joe Burrow didn't just beat the Raiders, but then ultimately lit up Kansas City. But one step at a time. What is your question here as it relates to the Raiders?
Yeah, I want to know, with all the turmoil and everything that's gone on this season, what do you see happening, win or lose? Let's just say the Raiders lose this week. Do you see Bisaccia coming back for another year? I mean, I think that's only fair. And will Mike Mayock keep his job based on the folly of first-round picks? I mean, if we go to Cleveland,
yes,
Farrell and Ruggs.
I don't – the only way I see – and this is really going – forward here. Yes, Mike Mayock is someone who looks like he should have never stepped off of television. And no different than I don't believe Gruden should have been the coach of the Raiders, but what can we do? The man went out there and he got the job. The only way I see Mike Mayock going anywhere is if Jim Harbaugh comes in and says, let me go ahead and run the entire organization. That's the only way that I see that happening, where Mike Mayock is now gone. As it relates to Bisaccia, if he loses, I think it kind of smooths a potential exit. He's deserving. Thank you, JR, for calling from Portland. You had some feedback there. Based on how he has finished the season, he's deserving of a full opportunity. But this is the Raiders. Is he going to get it? The Raiders go for big splashes. They go for big names. They give people, players, second, third, and fourth chances. It's not the Raiders' way to stand pat. It's the Raiders' way to go out there and find the biggest name just to go ahead and fit in. And if that happens to be Harbaugh, Bisaccia is just collateral damage. He was not to be the head coach in the first place. And I think that's the approach that Mark Davis would have. Ken is calling from Michigan. Ken, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, thanks for accepting my call. I wanted to say that I think Cincinnati's going to go far. They may even go to championship round. I like Joe Burrow a lot. I like what he's done for the people in Ohio. And I have a good friend who's a player personnel for the Bengals, which is Bill Tubin. And I told him that I was excited about the possibility of them getting Burrow, because not only could he help the franchise, but he could cheer up the impoverished area that he's from. And he was a class act at Ohio State. It's just a shame he had to leave. Even though he's going against one of my guys, Max Crosby, I knew him at Eastern Michigan and when he was at a Division II school. And I'm so glad that he's really shining now.
Yes, we've had Max here on the show. Max is absolutely amazing. Every time I watch him, I'm just like, there you go. So I'm happy that he's been able to have a bounce-back season. Last year wasn't all that hot for him. This year, an opportunity to go to the Pro Bowls. Ken, thank you so much for calling from Michigan. Let's take a look and see what the Bengals do. I mean, we got quite a few people who are saying, they're going to go to the AFC Championship game. I'm like, let's have them beat the Raiders first. Let's not push that button so damn fast. Colby, calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. Hey, yeah, I think the Bengals can absolutely get to the AFC Championship game, and I'll tell you why. First of all, they've already beaten the Raiders this year in Las Vegas and pretty much dominated them. They also beat Kansas City, but what I like about this, the draw that they have, is they have the Raiders at home. And they're the fourth seed, correct, Bengals?
Yes, the Bengals are the fourth seed.
So if everything stays to what they call chalk, meaning the 2 and 3 seed wins, that means they would have to go to Tennessee. I think Tennessee is a very weak number one seed. I don't think they're the best team in the AFC, even though they've had the record that put them in that position. That's a team that lost to the Texans. That's a team that lost to the Jets. And I don't see any reason why Cincinnati couldn't go in there and beat Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree with you. I want to see it happen. Typically, and trust me, I don't know how often you've listened over the past 2 weeks. You know, I get people who will call me up and tell me about Ryan Tannehill, like, oh, I'm not giving him the credit. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this too much. And I'm like, listen, I don't even think I would go as far as what you just said, but I'm not all that sold on Tennessee either. But I also have an understanding that they only have to win one game to go to the AFC Championship. The Bengals would have to go through two, and then they'd probably end up looking the Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs right in the damn face. And so,
oh, listen, I don't think. Hey, listen, I think it's going to be very hard for any team who, you know, does not have home field advantage, especially if they have to play three games in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to be very difficult. But
yeah.
We don't know how healthy Derrick Henry is, and certainly Derrick Henry makes Ryan Tannehill.
We don't need to go into that. I say that all the damn time. Yeah, my point as it relates to Kansas City, and thank you, Kobe, for calling from Pittsburgh. When you make your playoff debut, I think you're either going to sink or swim, and more often than not, you're going to sink. I want Joe Burrow to prove me wrong. I want him to. AFC Championship game, too? Wow. They would really be moving and doing some damage. And then I'd really have to go ahead and give him some credit. Can I see the Bengals beating the Raiders? Yes, absolutely. The Bengals now going ahead and beating the Titans? Could they beat them, too? Yeah, they could. But this is a tall order for someone who's just now getting his first playoff experiences under his belt. That's a tall order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, I'm going to have an opportunity to tell you about the games that I want to see the most over Wild Card Weekend. You'll be able to do the same. But right now, this hour, I wanted to talk about Joe Burrow, the Bengals, the fact that they are no longer a joke. Joe Burrow has arrived, and I think there is nowhere to go but up. And I don't even think it matters where they go this season. The fact that they made the playoffs is a boon. I think that ultimately, if Joe Burrow can stay upright, and based on what we've seen the first 2 years, it doesn't look all that positive. He got sacked another 51 times this year. If he's healthy, he's the type of quarterback, and this sounds crazy to say, he is a Super Bowl caliber QB. And I believe, unless the Bengals, like, absolutely screw this up, like, go Texans or something like that, one day they got a chance to win the Super Bowl. Not this year. But it's the start of something pretty damn amazing. Let's get back to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. Josh is calling from Pennsylvania. Josh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, man, love the show, dude. Appreciate what you do there. Hey, yeah, I think I agree with you completely. I think Joe Burrow is amazing, and I'm a Steelers fan. We're going to have to deal with him for years to come, but I really like the guy. But I do think this is – I think they're getting knocked off, man. I think Derek Carr and the Raiders, they're hungry, man. And I just feel – I see it going that way. There's upsets every year. I think this is going to be one of them.
Okay. I don't know if I'd consider it an upset. I don't know if I'd say, yeah, the Raiders beating them is an upset. Obviously, they're going to be on the road in this situation in Cincinnati. I think this game should be close. Or maybe Cincinnati just blows them out. Maybe the Raiders are all worn the hell out. That is certainly a possibility. They had to play one of these ridiculous games just to go ahead and get into the playoffs. So it wouldn't be a shock if Cincinnati beat them. I don't know if I'd call it an upset. Hayden, calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, longtime listener, first-time caller. Absolutely love the show. Now, basically, what I'm here to do today is agree with you. I think Cincinnati is a force to be reckoned with. And I think, you know, I'm gonna lay down a proverbial truth in the sports world. And I know you know this to be true, which is there are winners and there are losers. Now, an example of a winner would be Tom Brady or Steph Curry. Now, I think we're going to have two more winners to add to that list by the end of this postseason, and they're going to go by the names of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I think we see the Bengals in a championship game. Not a Super Bowl. Not a Super Bowl, but I see them getting there because Joe Burrow has proven, at least at LSU and to a certain extent this season, that he is a winner. And I think he's going to go out and win.
Yeah, okay. I hear you. I hear you, Hayden. It is certainly a possibility. I would be a little surprised if that took place. Time will tell. That's the fun part there. Thank you so much, Hayden, for calling from San Diego. You call me anytime, okay?
Sounds good, brother. Thank you for taking my call.
No doubt, Hayden. Amos, he's in D.C. Amos, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You keeping warm, Amos?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? First-time caller. And I'm really early, new to listening to your show, but I love what I've heard so far.
Oh, thank you, man. I asked you about the weather, though. Are you keeping warm?
Oh, please, it is cold, but I'm keeping warm.
Good. Go ahead.
Actually doing some Uber Eats. But, okay, I've become a big Joe Burrow believer because he was one of my better fantasy moves by drafting him in the second round the other year. The worst move I made, I started him and smoked that guy. Then I made a stupid move and left on the bench and then, you know, end up losing. But because of those two, I become a big believer. And I'm going to pick, of course the Raiders can win it, but I'm going to pick Cincinnati to win this one. Maybe not go deep just yet, but I agree with you, they're building it. Especially we get, you know, especially they get the front line they need. Cincinnati's one of the teams that hadn't won a Super Bowl. Philly won their first. Seattle won their first. Why not Cincinnati? Like what Jacksonville said, why not us and why not now? They're going to be saying that in a few years.
Let me tell you something. It is an accomplishment for the Cincinnati Bengals to even be considered a good team. And to know that, wow, it ain't no flash in the pan and that you have the foundation to actually have a winning organization right there in front of you. And so I think this is a good thing. If I was a Bengals fan, I would really be excited. It was fool's gold, and thank you so much, Amos, for calling from D.C. Drive safe out there. It was fool's gold watching Andy Dalton and Usman Zada and Ocho Cinco. That was all fool's gold. You knew that there was pretty much a ceiling as to where you were going to go. A lot of that had to do with Andy Dalton, who, by the way, he had some pretty damn good years. But it wasn't like he was going to take you over the edge. He wasn't in that category of a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. Those guys are Hall of Famers. And that's what Andy Dalton playing in the AFC pretty much had to look up to. Well, in the case of Joe Burrow, I think the Cincinnati Bengals, and this is not saying Joe Burrow is going to, let's slap him in the Hall of Fame, But he does have superstar potential. That is basically sitting him and staring him right in the face. And so the Bengals look like that they might be the team on the opposite side. Steve, he's calling up from Connecticut. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm excited about the game. I think you're exactly spot on. I believe that, you know, we're looking at, you know, a lot of potential, and so I'm hoping that they make it past this particular round. And of course, you know, I'm you know, looking forward to not only seeing a good game, but, you know, of course, as you are looking forward to just seeing him, you know, play at his best. And I think he's got just a tremendous amount of potential.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's potential. The fun part is, Steve, is that a lot of his – well, not let me not say a lot because we don't know. But he has realized some of his potential. When he was selected number one overall by the Bengals, it was to add legitimacy. It was to add someone who just got a championship in college and try to apply that to the Bengals. And up until now, after 2 years, and especially coming off of his injury, I think Joe Burrow has done that. And now it's just a matter of saying, where the hell else do they go? They need to protect him. They need to continue building out the defense, especially if you think about the secondary. But the elements are there for the Bengals to compete for the next several years. And I think that's a beautiful thing, Steve.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that, seeing them give the similar type of protection that Brady has had over the years. And, of course, he's one of the greatest of all time.
Right.
Regardless of how anybody likes him or doesn't like him, he certainly will never be equal to probably in our lifetime as far
sure.
as the,
yeah, there's going to be yeah. there's going to be some kid a million years from now that we never heard of. I'll be long gone in the dirt, and he's going to win. He's going to win 10 straight Super Bowls. But I got Brady in my lifetime. What are we going to do, right? But Steve, thank
exactly.
you so much. Hey, stay warm yeah. in Connecticut, okay?
Thanks, my friend. God bless you. Thanks.
All the best yep. to you. Thank you, Steve, for calling from Connecticut. Yeah, that's the cool thing. What the hell would Joe Burrow be doing if he was going to stand upright? And they had an option. They had a choice to go out and select an offensive lineman. They declined, and they wanted to bring in Ja'Marr Chase. And in a few years, I don't think anybody's going to be complaining unless Joe Burrow blows out his other leg. Obviously, they're going to start addressing that offensive line so he is not just getting knocked around like yesterday's garbage or trash. I hate to say it that way. But Joe Burrow is going to be doing some damage. And as I said, if you think about the AFC North, Baker Mayfield, Andrew Berry is just like, oh, yeah, Baker Mayfield, he can come back. You think about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have no idea who their quarterback is going to be once Ben Roethlisberger calls it a wrap. And that looks like it may actually be a few days where Ben Roethlisberger's career ends, maybe as soon as Sunday night. And then the Ravens, it's like same old, same old. What are they going to do? Just hope to God that all of their running backs are going to stay healthy next year? Is that the best option for the Baltimore Ravens? Hoping and praying that guys stay healthy? It's not going to matter too much if Roman is still up there calling the plays, the same plays over and over and over again. And so it's a wild world. Look how fast things flip. I thought that the Browns were going to be the team in the playoffs. Nope. It's the Bengals. And this is going to be the first time of many times that they go back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we return, we're going to talk about the matchups, the games that we want to see the most. Producer Susumu and I are going to take a look at Wild Card Weekend. I know they gave it a stupid fancy name. Super Susumu, is it Super Wild Card Weekend? What are they calling this?
Maybe it's Super Wild Card Tournament Weekend.
Oh, no. I know a lot of the players are using tournament. They haven't gotten that fancy yet. When we come back, we're going to look at the games that should probably be the best games to watch, the games that we want to see. We'll talk about it. It's a three-cone drill. Wild card weekend. Super wild card weekend. Super tournament something wild card weekend. A bunch of dumbass names. We'll talk football when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.